Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Amy and Mike Lezikowski, founders of the 11-Day Power Play, are in studio with us this morning on WBEN. Hey, guys, we're getting close.
Good morning.
Yes, we are.
What year is this for the 11-Day?
This is year 8. Can you believe it?
It's had a major impact here in Western New York, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, we're so grateful for the Buffalo community embracing our event. You know, we couldn't do it without our 300-plus volunteers, and this year we have 2,500 hockey players hitting the ice with us, and it's really exciting. We surpassed 10 million last year, and we're not stopping.
Over $10 million raised, and this all goes back to, you know, for those who aren't familiar, I can't imagine you wouldn't be familiar yet, but it all started with a record-breaking hockey game that, you know, it really captured the imagination of a lot of people. And then over the course of many years now, so many thousands, right, have taken part.
Yeah, at this point, like Amy said, we're 2,500 players this year. We started the very first one with 40. It was about 1,200 players our first community shift, and we've just about doubled that. So it's been really overwhelming in a good way. And the impact of the money is the most important part, and our beneficiaries are amazing and well deserving.
Oh, right. Now this is just to remind people: 11 straight days of hockey. Amy, when does it start?
June 20th. Okay. June 20th, we drop the puck at Lacombe Harbor Center, and we go all the way through June 30th. All right. It doesn't stop.
It's an event. When you go at any time over the 11 days, it's fun to watch. And you see, you know, people in the stands, and they're holding up posters and cheering people on. The opening, though, and the closing ceremonies are moving.
They really are. I mean, the opening night, we do a celebration of the opening, and that goes from 6 to 9 this year. We have, you know, guests, celebrity guests with us. We have our mascot. We have Sabretooth coming. We've got arts and crafts for kids and, you know, balloon making and face painting. The list goes on. Most importantly, a game among our 60 top fundraisers get to play, and we have indoor fireworks going.
Dan Dunleavy doing play-by-play.
Yep, and we really want to pack the rink for them. You know, they've worked so hard all year. I mean, it's amazing what they do on the ice for those three-hour shifts, but they're working and fundraising really hard from October all the way through the event. So it's a great time to come on down, and it's free for everyone to join us, and let's pack the rink.
Yeah, absolutely. Pack the rink full of people. You mentioned your beneficiaries, and it's a great list of charities. Roswell Park, of course, but also OSHI, Children's Cancer and Blood Disorder Program, Make-A-Wish, Camp Good Days. And what can you tell us about the PD Fund?
The PD Fund is something that we established because there's just so many deserving nonprofits in our community that fight cancer. And we wanted to give an opportunity for the smaller organizations out there that need funding. And we established the PD Fund to be able to give out a one-time annual gift to a deserving nonprofit. It'll be consisting of $11,000. We received those applications. We've closed them. And now our committee is deciding who's going to win that $11,000 grant. That will be announced at opening ceremony on June 20th.
Oh, that's really exciting. Yeah, all right. So that's at the opening ceremonies where you'll decide. The teams that are coming here, where are they from?
Well, they're predominantly from Western New York. We are a Buffalo-based organization, but as it turns out, there's lots of people from different places. We've got a bunch of teams, and it's growing from Rochester. I think the word's out in Rochester, which is great. We love the folks heading down the thruway. We've got a couple teams that come from Maryland, team from Carolina, some folks from California. We got people from, I don't know, 12 or 14 states. There's a gentleman that comes in occasionally from Tokyo, Japan. So it's interesting. 90% or so are from right here in Western New York, but it's interesting to have people come from other states and countries to participate, and it's been really, really cool to meet those people.
Yeah, all over, becoming one of these, you know, big events that people want to go to. You've raised over $10 million so far. Your goal is to raise over $1.5 million this year. I know. Now that we said this began with a record-breaking hockey game, I know you've again since broken that record, but you've been going like back and forth with people, right? Has that record been broken again?
Yeah, actually, they just did it this past spring, the folks in Calgary. So they're over 260 hours now. So we're going to have to eventually, when we do the record game again, we don't have it exactly planned just yet, but we're going to have to up our game one more time. And now it's gonna start tickling the 12-day power play.
I was just about to ask. I'm like, how close are we to becoming the 12-day power play?
We still got about a half a day, so we're not, you know, we got a few years yet.
Yeah. All right. And the goal this year, I mean, you've said you've raised over $10 million so far. What is the goal this year?
So every year it's always a million, and you know we're fortunate that we surpass that. Typically, it's not good luck to change that goal, I believe. So we're hockey players here. So we're hoping to get to 1.7 this year. We've never hit that. Last year we were at 1.6. So it'd be really great to reach that goal. We couldn't do it without our sponsors. We still have sponsorship available, corporate sponsorships. This year our presenting sponsor, I need to mention, is Crawley Webb. We couldn't do it without their creativity and getting the word out on the 11-day power play. But if you'd like to join that list of sponsors, you can go to our website at 11daypowerplay.com. And we're also looking for volunteers as well.
All right, looking for volunteers. Again, this goes all day, all night. So all hours, you need volunteers to help you out with the whole number of different things. 11-day power play, your website, it's that also where you would go to find all the players too? Because chances are, everybody knows somebody who's involved.
Yes, you can go to 11daypowerplay.com. You can click on to donate. You can select a player. You can select a team if you don't know a specific player to support.
If not, just select my team.
Yeah. You might as well ask, right? Hey, you know, Brayton Wilson, who reports here for BEN, he's playing on the GR team. And my son, Brendan Wenger, he's playing for the GR team. So
awesome.
That's June 27th that's coming up. I think that's the 6 to 9 shift.
Yep, we'll be there.
GR team plays. Do you play with them, Mike, or do you play against
them? I switch it up. Sometimes with them, sometimes against them. It's fun. Sometimes I play both in one game.
Depends what they say about you.
But over the course, I mean, you play so much hockey during the 11-day, don't you?
Yeah, but it's fun. Amy does a lot more work than I do. I just show up, play hockey, and do radio interviews.
Yeah, that works. But that's coming up soon, again, Thursday, June 20th. I know usually you're looking for referees. I mean, is that still the case this year?
Yeah, I think you should do that.
What are the opportunities? I would referee this game, the WGR. And who else is the Western New York All-Stars and
yes.
Just be,
yeah,
we're going to have five men in the box.
Maybe you and I should ref that game. That'll be fun.
That's how it might work. But referees, what else for people to volunteer if they want to lend a helping hand that way?
Yes, we have all different positions. We have player experience, which is kind of fun. You're in the back, you know, setting up for the new teams coming in. We have merchandise that can be sold at the event. It's you know, there's just so many different things. Photography, if you're a photographer out there, we're always looking for volunteer photographers to come and snap some shots of our players on the ice, and then we share them on social media. And of course, referees. We couldn't do it without our refs.
Okay. Hey, 11daypowerplay.com. That's where you can get all the info.
Yes.
Well, good luck. We'll be in touch, and let's go.
Thanks for having us, guys.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.